Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour for Monday, the 20th of June. In the Pope's sermon yesterday for Trinity Sunday, the Holy Father taught that the love that exists within the Holy Trinity overflows into the love and forgiveness for man, which is manifested by Christ's death on the cross. He was speaking to a congregation of 25,000 in a stadium in the tiny European state of San Marino. He taught, "In the mystery of the cross, there are three divine persons: the Father, who gave his only begotten Son for the salvation of the world; the Son, who carries out the will of the Father to the very end; and the Holy Spirit, poured out by Jesus at the moment of his death, who comes to render us participants in divine life, to transform our lives, so that our lives are animated by divine love." The last time a pope visited this tiny country of 30,000 people, which is entirely landlocked by Italy, was 1982. After the Mass, Pope Benedict venerated relics of St. Marino in the local cathedral. St. Marino helped evangelize the area in the 4th century. He then returned to the Vatican via helicopter in the evening after a meeting with young people at a nearby Italian town. Father John Carapi has finally made a long-awaited announcement about his future after a former employee made allegations that he was in a relationship with her in March of this year. He was suspended from his ministry at that time, and EWTN suspended broadcasts by Father Carapi until the matter was resolved, which is their normal policy. Overnight, on the 20th anniversary of his ordination to the priesthood, he announced that he will not be involved in public ministry as a priest any longer. He has started a new ministry called Black Sheepdog. He said that he feels unjustly accused, that the process of clearing his name has been too sluggish, and that there are authorities in the church who are intentionally trying to oust him. A previous member of Texas-based Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, Father Carapi is an internationally known speaker and author who has appeared regularly on Catholic television and radio programs. He gained widespread audience with his conversion story. After a prominent career as a wealthy businessman, his life spiraled out of control due to a cocaine addiction, eventually leading to him living on the streets. He later came back to the Catholic Church and was ordained a priest. A stadium in Madrid is being transformed into a fully air-conditioned meeting place for English-speaking pilgrims ahead of World Youth Day. Madrid's Palacio de Deportes will be renamed Love and Life, a home for English-speaking pilgrims. Rome Reports has published this short video with the latest.
English speakers getting ready for World Youth Day Madrid 2011 have a center waiting for them in Spain. The facility is called Love and Life. It's a place where pilgrims can attend mass, concerts, art exhibits, and even movie screenings, all in English and all for free. The center will be located in Madrid's Palacio de los Deportes, or Sports Palace. Aside from all the activities taking place there, the air-conditioned facility will also be a great spot to take a break from the summer heat. Over a million people will be attending World Youth Day this year. Roughly 25,000 of them are Americans. To keep up to date with all the center's activities, one can visit wydenglish.org. About 60 U.S. bishops are also planning on visiting Spain's capital. They'll be holding a mass on Saturday the 20th before heading out to a vigil presided by the Holy Father himself.
A blind Chinese pro-life activist has been beaten and tortured along with his wife, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The news website reports a letter written by Yuan Weijing, the wife of the activist, which was published last Friday. She wrote, "My husband and I were wounded severely, yet not allowed to leave home for any medical aid. More than 10 men covered me totally with a blanket and kicked my ribs and all over my body." Chen has gained international renown for his fearless efforts to systematically expose and put an end to China's brutal one-child policy. He was released in October of last year after spending 4 years in prison for the activism, during which time he was repeatedly tortured and beaten. But Chinese authorities have not let up on Chen since then, putting him under house arrest and 24-hour surveillance. The torture described in Yuan's letter reportedly occurred in February after the couple managed to smuggle out and release a video shot inside their house showing the conditions under house arrest. That's all for today's update. Thanks for listening and speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.